all the time that Anthony and I were doing morning radio, we would, well, at least I would wake up around, I guess around 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30. And the first thing I would do was turn on ABC. There was an overnight news program that was on. Mm-hmm. And one of the anchors was this dude, Kendis Gibson. So he's so charming. He's really funny. I watched him every single morning and he'd be talking about the same kind of stuff that we'd be talking about, like all the pop culture stuff and the celebrity stuff. I mean, you know, hard news too, but it was more of like a fun show. It was their overnight show on ABC and it was perfect for all the morning radio people. And the funny thing is, all my morning radio friends at all the channels around New York, everybody knows him because we all wake up around like 3:30 and turn on the TV and there he is, you know. Kendis, your only audio, we can't see your pretty face.
Wait, hold on.
Can you okay. hear me? I can hear you.
Hold on. I don't know this new Fandangle technology.
Okay, so over on the side, you'll see. Oh, there you are. I was going to describe to you. You're the worst millennial, by the way. Do you not know how to work Zoom?
What's like two generations beyond millennial? That would be me.
No.
Baby boomer.
No, you're not.
Somewhat.
So I gave a little intro before you came on because I was telling everybody how excited I was, but you missed the best part. The best part was that I was saying that when Anthony and I were doing morning radio, which I've been doing morning radio for years. I was at PLJ for years. And then Anthony and I did a show together and I would wake up to you.
Oh, and like if you in yeah. your bed?
Well, like, I guess maybe like in a fantasy way, because my TV would go on and there'd be your voice. You know what I mean? So it'd be like, maybe.
Oh, now he's sweating. You made him sweat.
I wish I had a cigarette.
Have you noticed that a lot of morning radio people follow you and are, because I see a lot of my friends are also your friends on social media because we're all the mole people.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's definitely the case because, you know, we were the only thing that was on and live at that hour. And our whole goal for that show was if people didn't know any better, they would think that we were completely wasted while doing the news. And there were only literally like maybe two times that we were wasted during the news. A couple of other times.
Yeah. Like, was it like, had you been drinking the night before and you came in still wasted, or like while you were on the air, you celebrated and had some champagne?
No, we had a full bar in our offices.
Oh my God.
Wow. No,
for real. Legit.
I know you do a lot of celebrity things, but we are 2 hours out from really big news that just happened. I want to know how you felt 2 hours ago when you heard the news come down.
Guilty, guilty, guilty. Yeah. Right. I told Kendis we weren't going to do anything serious.
Oh, okay.
But today is a very special day because
such a big news.
Yeah, it's a big day and we've been celebrating. So
it's a huge, huge news day. I thought we were going to talk celebrity.
We are, but it's like, it's the kind of thing where like, it's too big a day. It's too important.
Absolutely. I mean, so I was at the gym when we got word
that. What a shock.
I know. I do work out. No. Can't tell.
She knows.
But I was at the gym when we got word that it was going to happen. And I started rushing the workout just because I didn't really need to work out and to get home to watch it.
Screw you, by the way.
I don't need
to work out. I just look like this all the time. I'm fine.
He does.
I have a body for radio. This is why I wasn't putting the camera on.
No. This is a body for radio. That is a body for radio. No, go on. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I purposely didn't because I normally listen to CNN or MSNBC tune in and they're always a minute behind. So I didn't want to find out a minute later. So I didn't listen to anything as I'm rushing home. And then all of a sudden I saw strangers in the city here in Manhattan, just like pounding one out. And my doorman was just like, yeah, did you find out? And just like, that's how I found out that it all went down. But just such a huge day. Nancy Pelosi got in a little bit of trouble within the last hour because she said, thank you, George Floyd, in essence, for dying to be able to make all that has happened happen. Ugh. But yes, poorly said, especially if you're a member of the Floyd family or a friend. But I kind of understand what she was saying. In essence, he was a martyr in this whole movement. And if he had not died, if that had not been captured on tape, so much has changed in the last year. Whether it's from like corporations where you have different minorities, where the movement that has changed, Aunt Jemima is no more, Uncle Ben is gone. I mean, like from the little things, minute things like that, to huge, a lot has changed because he, in essence, was martyred. But I was also looking back at the police statement. And in TV and radio, for that matter, we always get police statements and we'll use it as gospel. Right. And the Minneapolis Police Department statement from that night said, man dies after accidental interacting with police and died of medical situation. Mm. And it was a long statement that just kind of like, unless we had that video.
Yeah.
Right.
That would have been what the narrative would have been on the whole thing.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's why you do the news.
Well, there's thousands and thousands of those types of arrests that happen all the time that we just don't see because they're not on tape. So that the jury could sit back and watch that over and over and over, that was a huge thing.
Yeah, it really was. And I wonder how much they did watch of the tapes afterwards, because they did this really, really quick, 10 and a half hours of deliberations. I mean, OJ was a 6-month trial and they did it in 4 hours, but we saw the verdict that we got with that. So I was nervous about this one after they doing it so quickly.
But there was no video of OJ murdering somebody. There was a video of George Floyd being murdered. So if you watch a video of somebody being murdered, you should find them guilty of murder.
You would think, but this is America.
Right.
I don't trust that everybody can see it the way we all do. But it's sad that it took that much, that's what it took. Like that little girl's video, iPhone video, to be able to get this conviction. Because I don't even think the body camera would have been able to sell a jury on this.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah, it's a very good point.
But a huge day.
Yeah, huge day. All right. Well, only because we have you here, so we had to ask you about that because it's such a big day.
Yeah, but let's talk about 2 hours out. So
let's talk about the more important stuff. Is there a pop culture celebrity story that you're obsessed with right now? Because I'm obsessed with what's going on between Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker.
Oh, I mean, is that a real thing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, any. Tell me what you think about this. Okay, when Jay-Z and Beyonce were dating, they kind of denied it. You know, like they were always seen getting into separate cars. I mean, it wasn't until they were married, they were like, okay, you got us, we're a couple. Like they were like a real relationship. And I feel like celebrities that are real relationships don't have to hang it out there. And every time I go to either one of their Instagrams, it's like, look, here we are, look, we're in love. Look, oh, here she is sucking my finger like it's my penis. Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, it's like, okay, either you're a relationship or this is a total Kris Jenner joint. Like, I can't tell which it is.
I personally think that it's to try to prove that any of the Kardashians would date anybody who's not black. It's them doing their own little wokeness. It's like, no, listen, this is our version of White Boy Summer. I'm dating Travis Barker. we're not single-minded. I'm obsessed with J-Lo and A-Rod because I like them.
You know, I'm glad you brought up A-Rod and J-Lo. I just think that he's just not smart enough for her. You know, as she has gotten it really into the business, she's become a real businesswoman. And I know her sister, Linda, for many, many years. We did radio together. Actually, Linda's the one who gave me my first radio job. So she's
Linda's
been like
amazing.
Linda, isn't she great? She was my mentor. Like, she is the one who brought me into radio and was like, girl, you radio now. Like,
wow.
And then after that job, she called me and she was like, okay, you're done there. They're hiring at Z100. You're coming. She was at KTU. She's like, you're coming to Z100 now. And that was it. Like, she was just such a mentor. And I have to say, like, I met J-Lo a couple times, obviously through Linda. She's a real businesswoman and she's super smart. And from the very beginning, I thought A-Rod's hot. He's, you know, he's like this big image, but he's not smart enough for her.
But he is a businessman. He's been on Shark Tank. Aren't they smart?
He's a good baseball player.
Yeah, he's a good baseball player.
Early on, he started investing his money in different companies. He's a decent businessman, but he's also a typical businessman, which philandering, I guess.
Right. No, you're right. You know, or he has good people around him giving him good advice, and he's still. I don't know if you ever met. I don't know how well you know professional athletes, but I find them really infantilized. It's like a bunch of children. They're still babies. Like, I have never met one of them that I could say is like doing anything mature. Is an adult. Like,
it's a pretty
how could
broad
they be adults?
Statement.
No, they play a game
a
their
lot
whole lives.
Of athletes in the world.
Nope. Every one of them's a
every
child.
Every single one of them.
Every
okay.
one of them. All and, sports and ball.
Listen, J-Lo moves on quick. Now that, you know, she's supposedly with Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. You really have the scoop there.
Well, I saw a photo. Okay, it was a split screen, and maybe it might have been edited together to make them look together. But some tabloid had that they're now together, which I don't know if you've seen Lenny Kravitz lately.
How can you see him? He's got a giant scarf. How could you see him under there?
Well, you can see the abs on the side.
Oh, okay.
And you can only hope that his pants keeps everything together when he kneels down. But his abs are on point.
Yeah.
So
who's better looking, A-Rod or Lenny Kravitz?
I'm team A-Rod.
Cooper, where are you going?
I mean, I've always had the hots for Lenny Kravitz. Always, like, always. I've never not thought he was like amazingly hot. I mean, in my opinion, he has the greatest butt in music.
I also feel like he has better weed than A-Rod.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Without a doubt.
Well, yeah, when Lenny Kravitz walks into a room, the room stops. When A-Rod walks into a room, the room doesn't stop. That's the difference.
True. Right.
Like, he commands a room.
Room, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. Okay, so maybe A-Rod is just kind of like, we'll pass.
Candace, I've been dying to ask questions about you and how you got into broadcasting. And did you always want to be an anchor? Did you always want to be in news? How did you get started?
So, you know, I don't know if you know this. Well, you probably do from World News Now days. I grew up in Belize in Central America, and we didn't have TVs when I was growing up at all. Like, for at least up until like the last year before I left there. The first TV station that we had was this local TV station that they just started up, and they didn't have any programming for it. So they pirated the Cubs. So the entire WGN. So the entire country was Cubs fans. So just imagine how freaking depressing that country was for decades. I remember this as my childhood. We had a visit from Queen Elizabeth. We had John Paul II, and where we had parades through the streets. Everybody came out. It's like, here, you can have our firstborn, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we had a similar parade for Gary Matthews. Mm-hmm. Do you know Gary Matthews?
He's a Cub.
He's a Cub. He's best known for being the dad of Gary Matthews Jr. That's how low-key Cubs he was. And we held a parade. We held like this giant festival for Gary Matthews Jr., some outfielder for the Cubs because of that.
Nice.
All of that to say, when I came to the States, when we immigrated to the States, I didn't even know that I wanted to get into TV, and just started watching like Eyewitness News and, you know, Roz Abrams. Of course, you guys remember Roz.
Of course.
And I would thought, this is kind of cool. And Channel 7 had this really silly promo at the time that just got to me, where it would be like, when you see Roz Abrams on the street, say, hi, Roz, hi, Roz, hi, Roz. And I'm like, oh, I want that. Mm-hmm. Like, wow, I need better goals. But that's what got me to pursue the whole broadcasting thing, was just watching local news here in New York.
What was the first step? Like, what do you, so you're watching local news, and then we just show up and go, I want people to say, hi, Candace.
Yeah, when you look when you look like that, you just walk into a TV station.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you look like him. You just walk in, they're just like, here's an anchor desk for you, sir.
Right,
yeah, come please. On. Sir.
Yeah. You can do your push-ups and sit-ups over here, sir.
Here's the bar. Here's the gym.
Right.
Do your thing.
I mean, doesn't everybody do that? Actually, we used to have correspondents at ABC who would do push-ups before their stand-ups, when they're on camera. And I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing there. Good move. So I just did a lot of internships. I went to school at a SUNY school in Oswego and did a whole bunch of internships. And then my first internship was actually at NBC at the Today Show. And Jane Pauley was already post Today, but she was doing nightly news fill-ins and stuff like that. And she just sat down and gave me advice and said, well, you know, you shouldn't do broadcasting at school. Just try to study something else. So I studied politics and then just did a whole lot of internships. And that from there, I learned pretty much what you need to do in broadcasting. Which, you know, a lot of it is performance art, as you both, Anthony and you, Cooper, you both know. Even from a radio standpoint, it is right. A lot of it is acting. And so you learn that from the internships. So I did a lot of internships, and my first job was in Rochester, New York as a reporter a long time ago. And then just moved around from that standpoint, doing entertainment at CNN and different networks from there.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
So when are you going back in? When's the next shift?
Well, I'm off this week, but next week I'm back in. I go in around 5 o'clock in the morning. Our show's on at 6 a.m. on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 8, right? That's your shift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 to 8 a.m. And then that's about it. It's a good gig.
Yeah.
So. And then all the other time you just do push-ups and sit-ups.
I mean, like right over there.
Like, today I'm going to shave my head. Tomorrow I'm going to do some push-ups, and then I'm going to do some sit-ups, and then I'm going to shave my head again. And yeah,
and then I got to do a TikTok video about my dog.
Yeah, I'm going to brush my teeth more. Yeah, I'm just going to.
That's pretty much it.
And someone pays you for that.
I love that. He's like, no, she told me, don't go to broadcasting school. Don't do anything. When they talked to me and Cooper, they said, no, you need to go to broadcasting school.
They're still trying to get us to go.
Right.
You guys don't need it. Thank you guys are pros. And broadcast school, I don't know how much you learn from broadcast school, because what you do, and you're being yourself, or you're being your best self. I think is what we are in TV. Successful people in TV and radio are being our best self. So like when you feel as if you know me on World News Now, it's because I'm putting forward like my best, trying to put forward my best day every day, even if I'm tired or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like every day you're meeting his parents, like you are on.
Yes.
You're in that place.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being on our show.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate the support over the years. And, you know, I'm a big fan and I think you're great. And Anthony, back at you.
Yeah. Go do some more push-ups and do some sit-ups. And I know as soon as you get done, you'll take your shirt off and then.
It's leg day, Anthony. Do you guys see my flap waving back at me?
It is never leg day. He skips leg day.
That's true. He's an anchor. They only see him from the waist up. That's true. Right.
I'm best from the waist up.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks, Candace.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, I told you he's awesome, right? Isn't
good.
He awesome?
That was good.
Yeah. I told you he's one of my favorites. I mean, I love watching him and he's just such a big personality. I think that they're grooming him for something bigger. Like I can see him being one of the new hosts on the Today Show. you know, since he's now in the MSNBC family, I can totally see him on the Today Show or, you know, one of those. They should have him on, just like, you know, do a couple of stand-ups there. I mean, he'll kill it.